The skincare world is like a minefield. There's always a new product, there's always a new gadget coming out. It's hard to know which products are actually non-toxic and are going to deliver powerful outcomes. Don't worry, I've got you covered. From a list of over 250 skincare, haircare, makeup, hair, skin, nail supplements, grooming supplies, dermal rollers, and dermal rolling serums, I've got you covered. All of these products are pre-vetted by me and are free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, and fragrances. Head on over to the shop page at theschoolofradiance.com. If you'd like some customized guidance, which I highly recommend, be sure to book your one-on-one session, use promo code PODCAST15, and I look forward to connecting with you over at theschoolofradiance.com. Enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Rachel Varga podcast. If you are a first-time listener, my name is Rachel Varga. I'm a board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist, and I just love helping people figure out how to age well on the inside and out. Newsflash, when you're healthy on the inside, you are going to age impossibly well. And also, if you're watching on the Rachel Varga YouTube channel, please go ahead and subscribe, and feel free to tune in live. If you're on Facebook, if you leave a comment, your live questions are going to come up and we can answer them live on the call. So once you hop on, just say hello in the comments so I know who you are. So we have a very special guest with us today. We have a really fun topic here to talk about. But first of all, welcome Dr. Kirsty Washam, aka the Feta Pharmacist. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Dr. Kirsty Washam. As she mentioned, I go by the Feta Pharmacist. By training, I am a clinical pharmacist specializing in cardiology. But through my own struggles with an autoimmune condition called Hashimoto's, which is a thyroid condition, I came to find functional medicine and really learn the value of lifestyle, food, stress reduction, and all the things like that in my healing journey. And so I actually put my autoimmune condition into remission by diet and exercise and lifestyle. And so I'm on this mission now just to share that with as many people as I possibly can, that the things that I didn't learn in pharmacy school that I had to learn the hard way through my own struggles, that's my message. So I'm glad to be here today. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay. So if you saw in the headline of this episode, okay, here we go. Let's talk maskne. This is a hot topic right now.
Yes.
And so why, you basically were like, Rachel, I got to ask you about this.
I do. So I reached out to Rachel. Rachel and I met through something called Mindshare, which is the coolest thing. And I reached out to her because, as I mentioned, I'm a clinical pharmacist. So I work in a hospital. And throughout this entire pandemic, I've been working and we've been wearing masks, which is something that I'm accustomed to having been in healthcare for years. Yes, surgical masks, just like that, all day, every day.
And N95 mask as well.
N95 mask. And, there's some issues that are specific to those as well that we can talk about that are not acne related. But I reached out to Rachel because I was having, despite all my best efforts, I was having this breakout just in the areas where my mask was touching my skin. And I said, hey, Rachel, what do you recommend? And she said, let's do a podcast. So here we are. And I'm so excited to, I found my kind of own solutions, but this is going to be a widespread issue outside of even just healthcare providers, as the general public, is wearing masks. And we may be wearing these, y'all. We don't know how long this is going to go on. So this is something we need to really get in front of and address, and who better than our expert Rachel. So I'm glad to be here and let's chat about some maskne.
Yeah. All right. So just to preface, I basically have been wearing surgical mask every single day in the clinic for nearly the last 10 years. With every treatment that I do, whether it's an injectable, a laser, or a chemical peel, I would wear these. Why? Because I personally hate people breathing on me. Like when I get a massage or anything like that, I do not like people breathing on me. It's just one of my things.
Right.
And because I'm always in such close contact as an aesthetic nurse doing rejuvenation treatments, I don't want to breathe on my people. I don't want people to, smell my lunch or what I just had a sip of, right?
Yeah,
my coffee. And I mean, let's have a little bit of fun with this, right? So it's a very serious topic, mask me.
It is. But, you know.
So how I've been able to get around mask me is to make sure that I'm using a fresh mask every single day. I really like to use the disposable surgical masks. Mm-hmm. However, what I'm noticing is that the masks that are being produced now are thicker. The wire in the top isn't as significant.
Strong.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is a wire one, but the ones that it's basically not a wire, I think it's just like a plastic now. So you can't get that proper seal. And because I wear glasses all the time, you get the fog. What I'm noticing is that people are taping the top of their mask or they're taping their N95 masks. Mm. So that's a whole other problem.
That is
exposure to adhesives, which a lot of people already have, as you know, sensitivity to adhesives.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen that a lot, right?
I have seen that. You know, and the other thing too that I've found that's irritating, and I didn't have this issue pre-COVID, is even the elastic on the new ones, you know, I'm not sure, you know, thank goodness, you know, we've got our PPE. We're not, you know, having to reuse as much as we thought we were going to. But whatever has changed, you know, with the production process as we're just trying to get these things out, also, that's kind of irritating. Like the elastic has also been an issue for me as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would actually, I started to have a little bit of skin breakdown as well a couple of weeks ago as well. So just watch out for that skin breakdown. If you're starting to notice it, just keep the skin really clean, keep it well hydrated because clean and protected skin is going to be less likely to break down. I don't recommend that people use adhesives or tapes to secure the top part or the bottom or the sides. That's going to be a whole other gamut of problems, exposure to the adhesives that isn't necessarily meant to be on the skin for long periods of time.
Right. And you bring up a great point too, as far as single use of mask, if you can. Now in places where I know there's a shortage of N95, nurses and physicians and people are having to wear them repeatedly, you know, do the best you can with what you've got. You may have to reuse it. But for the general public too, who are wearing cloth masks, would you recommend washing them after every single wear? I mean, that's good for protection against the virus too. Like repeatedly putting something on your face after you've been in public with that is not sanitary and probably not good for our skin.
So some of the ways that, you know, I've noticed in myself when I first started wearing masks all of the time with my procedures I was performing, was I, you know, I would get breakouts here or the jawline. And just once I started to just get my acne protocol sort of laser focused, it really helped to mitigate that. But also finding masks that your skin doesn't react to, right? That's also important as well, because you have to think about like the materials in this mask, the paper, the adhesives on the side here, what this is composed of. So if you can use, like, for example, the Envy copper mask, and I'm going to be sharing a link below, they created a wonderful initiative at Envy. For every sale of their masks, they were actually helping to provide PPE to frontline workers, which is fantastic.
So nice. That's so nice. Yes. They're a great company.
Definitely. So some of the things that cause maskne is just basically having this on, and it's either the rubbing, or you're taking it on and off and you're basically spreading something you might have just touched, or if you're being really naughty and you're putting this in your purse, carrying it with you and then popping it on. Obviously, we got a thumbs up for that one.
Oh, good.
Don't be naughty with your mask. Carry a, I had a little baggie that I keep my for my N95 mask. Where did I have it? But I recommend that you store your mask if you are taking it on and off, you know, clean hands. Put it in a little plastic bag that you can, you know, don't look at these things as being, you know, disposable things like plastic bags. I hope that people have had a chance to reevaluate their whole waste and consumption during this time. So just rinse it out each day.
Yeah. Just wash it out, or even paper bags also work well. That's what we've been using a lot at the hospital. It's just, if we need to reuse a mask, we'll put it in a paper bag, put a date and time on it, and that way we know when it's safe to be reused, and that's an eco-friendly option.
That's great. So if you can avoid wearing like full makeup when you're wearing these masks, because you're basically adding another layer onto your skin where your skin's unable to breathe. Yes. So that's really key. So the main causes of maskne are, such a funny word.
It is a funny word.
The materials, the adhesives, and not creating a barrier that's going to be protecting and nourishing your skin in the first place. So a lot of times when people meet with me, because I do virtual skin consults all over the world, they don't have the basics of skin dialed in. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit later.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other causes that you've seen?
I mean, I think the main thing for me, which in the hospital setting, I generally don't wear makeup. Like sometimes I'll just do like a tinted moisturizer, depends on what I'm doing that day. But keeping this part of my face that has the mask on it clean was really key in helping me to clear up what little bit of maskne I did have going on. Because really, you know, we're walking around, I don't have a mask with me or I would put it on, but you know, this much of our face covered. So if you can just apply some eye makeup, you know, that's what we're seeing these days. So just emphasize that and kind of leave this bare. That helped me. And then you bring up a great point too, as far as washing your hands. That's going to keep the maskne away, but it's also going to protect you from this virus. We're wearing this mask to protect us from, to begin with. If you're just going around touching things and then touching your mask, you're contaminating yourself. You may as well not be wearing the mask to begin with. So mm-hmm. you bring up a great point with that as well. But the makeup and not wearing like a heavy moisturizer, those are things that help me. My biggest battle, though, is that now it's getting hot outside. So I'm accustomed to wearing a mask mostly during like the cold seasons. Okay. And now as we've gotten into summer, we're wearing these things all the time. The perspiration has kind of been a battle a little bit there as well. I think that's contributing.
I will share with you guys that what I was catching myself doing was I had my mask on and then I was just putting it under my chin.
Yes.
While it was still attached behind my ears, because, you know, it's difficult to breathe sometimes when you're talking a lot with these masks.
Yes.
So sometimes I just needed to take it off.
Take a breath.
Yeah, because my oxygenation, I could tell, was not as good.
Mm-hmm.
However, within, you know, just a few days of doing that, when I was having, you know, the mask that was here, and then I was putting it under my chin and resting it there, hello, breakouts.
Yes.
Under the chin. So mm-hmm. that's just a little tip. A tip for you guys also, when you're wearing a mask, if you have bad breath, you're going to be like constantly smelling your own disgusting breath. So drink lots of water, because I also find the more I wear a mask, the more dry my oral cavity is. So
yes,
make sure you keep super hydrated.
It's so hard too, you know, because you're trying to wear this mask and it's, you know, you can't drink through the thing. And so I find myself going a lot longer during the day without just the little sips of water that I would normally take because we're wearing this so much.
Yeah. Keep sipping.
Gotta keep sipping.
Yeah.
Gotta keep sipping.
Yeah. So like, I mean, quickly pull it down, take a drink of water, pull it back up, but don't just like start walking around with your mask here.
No.
It's surefire way to get a breakout.
Yes. I started actually like taking mine off. And you might be able to model this, and just letting it hang from one ear instead of having to pull it down underneath my chin. Like,
it'll
just dangle there, you know, long enough for you to take a sip and then put it back on. And then you're not having to touch the actual mask itself. You're just touching that kind of like ear loop,
mm-hmm.
which helps. That helped.
Yeah, definitely. We had a question come through from Anna Marie. Thank you so much for tuning in live here. What did you mention about copper? So if you check out the show notes, once this live stream is over, I'm going to share a link with you to get your hands on the copper masks that I personally love as just like a great community disposable. So like use non-disposable when you can, but in a clinical setting, I know a lot of us, we do need to have that,
right.
That fresh PPE. It's a great question. Okay, so what do we recommend to prevent MASTI? What are some of your tips?
So my tips are try to keep your face clean. I mean, makeup, you know, do your eye makeup. Try not to wear heavy makeup on your face. Light skincare products, which Rachel is kind of my go-to. She is the know-it-all when it comes to that. So just some good, clean, non-comedogenic skincare products, and staying hydrated, which is a struggle, like we said, with wearing your mask, but it's important.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm just going to go over with you guys to basically review my basic skincare routine, because I feel like when I meet with people, they're either only washing their face once, they're not using a good moisturizer that's non-comedogenic, they're not using a proper mineral-based sunscreen, they're not exfoliating properly, or they're using exfoliants that are too abrasive. And I'm going to share my little nuggets of wisdom here. And just keep in mind that I'm not going to be making specific product recommendations, because it really does need to be different for everybody. So that's why you don't really hear me say, oh, you know, I love this eye cream for all skin types, right? Like, here you go. It's so different for everybody. Seriously, you know, you and I, we talk with some of the biggest icons in the space of health, wellness, and anti-aging. Yes. And the more I'm learning through conversations with people like Dave Asprey, JJ Virgin, Dr. Anthony Yoon, Dr. Trevor Cates, is that where skin and rejuvenation and regenerative medicine is going is into a more customized approach. So you don't just want to be, listening up to what the latest, listening to what the latest influencer is talking about. It's like, you gotta figure out what's right for you. Okay, so basic skincare routine: cleanse the skin morning and night, moisturize the skin morning and night, mineral-based sunscreen every single day, even if you're just going into the office. It's that 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, it's the blue light, things like that. Yeah. And having a really good exfoliant. So obviously I get into what can be right for you. Just reach out, rachelvarga.ca. I'm happy to help you. But what I do when I get a breakout, because I just had one pop up here recently because I was really naughty with pulling my mask down, is I'll spend a little extra time scrubbing it, and then I'll put my post-recovery, it's like a benzoyl peroxide, illegal peptide 10 product to basically make that breakout go away super fast. Nice. So that you don't also get like that big open white head comedome. And then that super annoying redness, which is the post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So there are ways to mitigate all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was really struggling with. We're just like these, you know, red kind of like, I was going back through puberty, you know, just like this jawline acne. So those are great tips, Rachel. Thank you for sharing those with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. We just had another lovely comment come in. By the way, great podcast with Dave on Bulletproof a while back. I'm thrilled you loved it. If you haven't listened to it, I recommend you do, because I get into the details. Like, he drilled me. He's like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? It's such a good one. It's episode 668. Check it out. So basic skincare routine, I do have a cheat sheet available for this, which is like super easy, 5-step. Just get on my newsletter, rachelvarga.ca. You'll get it in your inbox. Or if you're having a hard time navigating that, just shoot me a message, private message at rachelvargaofficial. Happy to help you guys out, because it's all about just preventing skin irritation. And so that also when you do get some breakouts, you're able to mitigate that redness and irritation really quickly, so that you don't have that annoying redness, right?
Yeah. I mean, just like, you know, in healthcare, prevention is where it's at. We'd rather prevent than treat.
Yes.
Much easier. Much easier.
Absolutely. And if we were to compare our skin types, so what's your ethnic background?
I am Irish and German.
And when you go in the sun, do you tend to tan easily, or do you tan and burn, or do you just
burn? I tan okay. Fairly easily. Yeah.
So you're more of like that sort of, you know, East, you know, European descent, but you're more of a Fitzpatrick skin type 3 because you tan. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Fitzpatrick skin type 2. I burn like nothing, right?
No tanning at all.
No, not I can't tan to save my life. I fake it with a self-tanner. It's all clean. It's organic. It's super awesome.
It's good stuff.
I'm like a self-tanning junkie because I'm so white. Like, you'll see me in a dark room, right? So you and I, we have different concerns that we need to be able to deal with when we get breakouts. For example, you're going to be less able to get a laser treatment right now because you have a tan to clear up the red acne scarring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for me, it's like, I can pretty much get that all year round because I can't tan to save my life. But there are some really great in-clinic options to clear up breakouts fast. Have you tried any? I'm curious.
Lately, I have not. What's the little thing called? This is, I'm totally out of my comfort zone here. It like zaps. What's it called, Rachel?
Oh, is it a bright flash of light?
Yes.
Yeah, and your eyes are covered and you have this ultrasound gel everywhere.
Yes, what is that?
That's called the intense pulse light. That's the treatment I was
referring to. Okay, yeah.
Perfect, yeah. So that's my favorite one for getting rid of red acne scars and pigmentation, things like that. That's like my go-to. You can't really have them in the summer. And for you, it's going to be a no-go right now because you have a tan.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm actually on vacation, y'all. So this is it's a little bit unusual that I'm dark, but I have been out in the sun a little bit.
But we still need our sun to get our vitamin D.
We do. We do. We're not sun haters here. So yeah, there's good things that come from being in the sun in moderation.
Yeah, definitely. And some people say that, oh, you know, getting sun helps with my breakouts. I get fewer of them. However, unfortunately, what can happen is when you have a breakout and then you get sun exposure, it can actually cause that area to pigment easier and faster and for longer.
Yes, I find that happens to me. And so I've been extra diligent this week with my sunscreen and with wearing a hat to try to protect my skin.
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty key. Okay, so I do have something happening right now, and if you haven't seen me do any posts on this, where have you been? Because this is like the funnest thing ever. It's called Summer Skin Camp, and exactly what we've been talking about with mitigating breakouts. So basically, I give alternatives to, because we can't do the IPL right now for the most part, what can we do to keep our skin on point and look awesome in like 6 weeks? The conversation in Summer Skin Camp. Have you seen any of my posts on
it? I've seen your posts on it. Yeah.
It's so much fun.
It's so good.
Yeah. I really want to actually have you on in there and pick your brain on like supplements and things like that.
Let's do it. That's some fun.
Yeah. Really, really fun. So that's a great program. You can just send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, or you can register at rachelvarga.ca. There's still a couple of spots open. And so we basically covered a number of different things here, talking about maskne, what causes maskne. So basically that constant contact, or when you have your mask, you're touching your mask, you're touching other things, you're taking it on and off, you're reusing your masks, keeping it hanging out underneath here, wearing too much makeup. Have I missed anything?
No, I don't think so. Okay.
Yeah. Another tip is, you know, really dialing in your skincare routine. That's really key. Drink lots of water so that you don't smell your own bad breath.
That's a whole other issue. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that if you're not hydrated enough, your oral cavity isn't right. And it's really important to for our immune health to make sure that we're flushing our oral cavity so that things don't have a chance to sort of like build up, if you will. That's just common sense for reducing bacterial and viral infections in your oral cavity and respiratory tract, right?
Right, right.
So, I mean, it's going to make your teeth look better too.
I wish teeth look good.
Yeah. So what we talked about, we shared, you know, preventing maskne, all those points. It's just like paying attention to these details are going to make a big difference. Reviewing basic skincare routine. Just reach out if you have questions. And thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Thank you so much. I hope this was helpful.
Yeah. Do you have any final remarks? Do you think that we've missed anything?
I don't think we've missed anything. You know, I think you've made a great point, though, when you were talking about skincare, and that we're all unique. So the skincare needs that we have, we're all going to be different. And so the causes of people's maskne is, of course, all going to be different. And you just have to kind of dig in and figure out what's going on, what's causing your problem, and then that way you can find out what you need to do to address it, whether it's something you can do on your own as far as like washing your hands before you take your mask off, drinking more water, or if you need to reach out to a professional like Rachel for additional help.
Yep, I'm happy to help you guys out.
She would be great.
Thank you. Yeah, I help people internationally, and I've been doing this for a long time. So where can people find you?
So people can reach me. I'm most active on Instagram at the Fed Up Pharmacist, also on Facebook at the Fed Up Pharmacist as well, and then thefedupharmacist.com.
Amazing. That sounds great. Do you have any programs happening now?
I don't currently. So, you know, I worked through all of COVID. Unlike, I think, the majority of people who had a couple months off, we were just nonstop at the hospital. So no programs currently, but stay tuned. I'm sure I'll have something geared up towards this fall.
Oh, awesome. We just had one final live comment come through here. So we have a dental hygienist with us, and she was happy that we were mentioning teeth. Yes, keeping... Yeah. A little tip that I do with my water is I actually like swish around.
You Me too.
Totally yeah. Gonna like notice me doing this in interviews now.
We'll watch you.
I mean, obviously that's exaggerated.
it really helps so much. So
it does, yeah.
Even that, like you and I'm sure we try to eat healthy. Like I found myself, I eat a lot of fish, and now that I'm wearing this mask all the time, let me tell you, even though the omegas are good for our skin, the fish breath, let's just be real, like breathing that in after you've eaten lunch is no good. So the water trick, if you can't get to, you know, brush your teeth, the water trick definitely helps.
Don't
use the straw, because then you get like the little puckers around your mouth and you don't want that. But I have, you know, you put some mint, like essential oils in your water or some lemon or something to like freshen it up.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Sometimes I'll throw some, you know, just freshly cracked Himalayan rock salt in there too, just for some electrolytes.
Yes.
And also I heard through one of our colleagues that that's a great way to help to combat the adrenal fatigue from that cortisol dumping if you're kind of just like go, 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 high beta state.
Yes, absolutely. I do. I enjoy salted water. Especially with a little bit of lemon in it, I think that kind of takes the edge off. And I drink Berkey filtered water. That's what I normally drink during the day. And I use some drops called Trace Minerals. This is not a plug. This is just what I use. Drops called Trace Minerals, like you can order them on Amazon. But they add a nice flavor to your water and a little bit of like sodium and some magnesium as well.
Just an FYI.
Yeah, totally not a plug. It's just...
No, but I don't recommend buying any beauty supplement product from those third-party websites.
Yeah, no, supplements, like supplements from those websites, like your multivitamins, fish oils, absolutely not. There have been some major issues with quality and adulterated products on those websites, and it may be true for skincare as well. I don't know, Rachel. Yep. Like
absolutely, makeup, everything,
makeup, shampoos, like anything name brand. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I recommend going straight to the manufacturer or an approved distributor, because safety is first and foremost, especially with everything just being so available online and on sale. And just follow, you know, at Fed Up Pharmacist, and you'll get some really great tips for your supplements there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and thanks everyone for joining us. You can hang out with me, Facebook, Instagram, Rachel Varga Official, on the YouTube channel here. If you're watching, please subscribe, and also the Rachel Varga podcast. So much fun. Subscribe, leave a review, give me some ideas for future content. This is all for you guys. And coming up with this live interactive Q&A sessions and recordings is so much fun. And yeah, you can check out how I can help you at rachelvarga.ca. I work with people all over the world and just love helping people navigate away from the gimmicks and towards, you know, what's actually backed by science and research and what's going to give you the results that you want.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us today. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the next episode on the Rachel Varga podcast, YouTube channel, and live on Facebook. Bye, everyone.
Bye.